What about Cameron Green's future? How bright is that, JJ? He's being touted as a future Jacques Callis. So during the Ashes, 228 runs at 32.5. He took 13 wickets at 15.7. So no Australian has scored more runs at a higher average and taken more wickets at a lower average in a test series. And he was the fire starter with the ball last night as well.
Yeah, I think he's definitely going to be, well, I think he'll be a bowling all-rounder. He's got the potential, to my untrained eye, that he could almost open the bowling, such as the, we saw that little bumper that he provided to, I can't remember, it might have been Milan. Mm-hmm. He put a little 140er, banged it into the pitch and just crushed it into the side of his helmet. Fortunately, he was okay, but he just showed he was the one who really ignited the collapse last night. He took two or three wickets in quick succession, and he was brilliant. And there was a period in time when we thought maybe, I think it was after probably the third test, we thought maybe is he the one who might make way, because his batting's not quite there. He's a work in progress, but a couple of strong innings late in the series kicked him along. I think he's going to be that guy that can come in down the order and really, you know, bash a quick 40 for us and really change the game. So, yeah, his talent is limitless.
Travis Head was named player of the series, but what about Scotty Boland?
I mean, unlucky.
What a story. I mean, 5 minutes ago he was a Sheffield Shield journeyman. Now he's just an integral piece of the fast bowling lineup. He's just kept on delivering, and I love the way he goes about it, Scotty Boland.
Yeah, he's very unassuming. One of the more unassuming and humble people, I reckon, or professional sports stars I've ever seen. He's burst onto the scene, and he's probably just taking, he's just not taking any of it for granted, and he's staying in the moment. He probably doesn't feel like he belongs out there, to be honest, but he was, I thought the player of the series should have went to a bowler. Such was the dominance that our bowlers displayed. Travis Head was great, but I thought it was a bowler series, and I thought he was the pick of them. But you can't knock Travis Head, can you?
No, you absolutely can't. And Scotty Boland, his head must just be absolutely spinning after that Ashes series. Incredible.